The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to the crowd, "No one who lights a lamp conceals it with a vessel or sets it under a bed. Rather, he places it on a lampstand so that those who enter may see the light. For there is nothing hidden that will not become visible, and nothing secret that will not be known and come to light. Take care then how you hear. To anyone who has, more will be given, and from the one who has not, even what seems to have he have will be taken away." The Gospel of the Lord. Within the rite of baptism, there's a part in which, after the child is baptized, or the person is baptized, where the candle is presented to the godparent. And this candle is to represent the faith of the child in which has been given to the child at baptism. And there's a part in there that says, "Let this light burn brightly until the day that you enter the Lord's house," or when the Lord calls you. Right? This light itself is the light of faith, the gift that we've been given. And we've kind of been talking about this past weekend, of the gift that God gives, which is faith. And we are called to give it life. We are called to give it the ability to burn brightly in our lives. In the gospel today, we hear that our faith is not to be private. I think very oftentimes in our society, we tend to privatize our religion, that we come to Mass on Sundays, we come to Mass daily, we do our prayers before meals, we pray at home. But in terms of being able to really truly live our life in the life of faith, means that we must be able to have the courage to be able to challenge those around us in the life of faith. Because our faith is not simply a passive one, it's active, right? In the scriptures, we speak about words and actions. That the words in which we speak must be reflected in the actions in our lives. Today we celebrate a bishop who was a martyr under the persecution of Diocletian, Bishop Janarius. In his life, he gave himself entirely. And we are asked and we are called to do exactly the same, to give of ourselves entirely to the Lord, because he has given us the gift of life and the gift of faith. So today we ask for the Lord to give us the particular grace to be able to, in whatever that we're dealing with, and whatever that may be troubling us at this time, to be able to give us that grace to be able to be consoled in that. So the light in us, the light of peace, and the light of faith may shine to those around us, so that when they see us, we come to recognize that we are Christians.